Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
I am Chuck Landing and welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. In honor of Russia invading Ukraine, I have decided to invade Rob's apartment. From now on, his frother and all the barbecue sauce in his fridge belong to the United States of Landy. Here's the show.
Here we are.
All your frother are belong to Landy.
After 5 long years, we did it. Over 5 years.
Yes.
Episode 250.
Feels like it's
barely episode 249, to be honest with you guys. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob here, along with Noah, Sid, and 3D. That's Darren.
3D is still wearing his coat.
To his mama.
And he's stuck.
He's a bit chilled.
Cool, tangled.
Stuck in his microphone.
So nice jacket you got.
Yeah.
Is it Gore-Tex?
It's really old.
Is it a Gore-Tex jacket?
No. What, I don't, is there a joke to that?
Isn't
that
a Seinfeld thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
George had the Gore-Tex jacket. He was very excited. All right, I'm sorry.
One. Well, I want to remind our lovely listeners, the live casters, they're lovely, that you can call in with your favorite memories
live
from the
custards.
From the Metal Injection live cast.
Do we
number
have
to,
some of that?
Custards? Hold on.
I'm excited.
The number to dial, 646-929-1357. If you share a memory, we'll send you a free CD. Is that like a little? It's like a little gift bag.
Yeah,
like a little thank you.
It's in honor of us doing the show for more than 5 years, because you could remember back to a time when people actually wanted CDs.
People still like CDs. Don't
leave Mama Raba out of this.
Don't be such a bum, Sid.
She wants that double disc Barry Manilow greatest hits. You won't get it for her. You keep just offering her God forbid albums.
Robert, why will you never give me cassette promos? I love the singles.
Those. Those have come back around, by the way, cassettes. Yeah. Now there's Prosthetic released a bunch of stuff, like the first Lamb of God records out on cassette, Skeleton Witch. Although I do people...
Why?
Can you actually listen to it, though?
Yeah. Well, it works.
What?
It's
if
a functional
cassette.
Yeah.
You have a cassette player?
You need to get one. Well, I don't. Maybe if you have an old car.
That just seems like...
You
really
have an old car and you take out the cassette to iPod converter.
Who in the city has a car?
Well...
Don't you?
Metal isn't just... Happening in New York City.
Actually, my car doesn't have...
Also, Prosthetic is an L.A. label. So maybe they were...
Also, lots of these people that are into these bands are poor and have used cars from, like, the mid-80s that probably still have...
So they can only listen to the album in their car.
Yeah. While they're driving to pick up their kids from juvenile detention.
Just juvenile detention.
Or while they're in their parents' car being driven to juvenile detention.
I also
have an
extra poopery.
What do you mean an extra? How do you like?
From work, I have an extra poopery that I would love to send to someone.
Oh right.
Oh.
But they really have to bring up a fun, specific memory.
No, you know, stand out.
We planned to do this thing where we all recorded our farts, and you had to guess which one was which, and that's how we would give the poopery away. But none of you slackers ever recorded your phone.
I did.
But I need you did? Where are they?
In my phone.
Oh, or send them to me. We need more than one, though. We need probably 5 or 6 farts from everybody.
I have a couple.
Yeah, okay. 2 farts.
I just need to, get the right ones, like ones that I'm really proud of.
Well, we just need average farts. We want them to be identifiable as Noah's.
No, we don't. We want them to be tricky, so it'll be a fun game.
But I want skill to be involved where someone could somehow work it out in their mind based on the sound, who it is.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't want them all sounding so similar that it's almost just like a random guess.
Right. But there should be some twists and turns.
Sure.
Okay.
This is what we do on the Metal Injection Livecast if you're a first-time listener. There's a lot of arguing about farts. Very little talk about metal, unless it's in a condescending manner.
Yeah. That's not really true.
I mean, we've had guests on the show.
It's just that a lot of people and involved with metal are douchebags. It's not that
music
itself is bad or not worthy of being listened to. It's just a lot of things to make fun of. in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not making fun of the genre itself.
We try to deflate the pomposity.
Yes. That's a great way to put it.
A little pinprick.
This was not your
thank you. I was waiting for someone to say that.
A little pinprick.
A little pinprick.
That's right. Still is my nickname.
Apparently, upskirting women in public is legal in Massachusetts, according to...
Didn't they already overturn that?
El Duderino. Mm. Who's Michael Roberts? Is that a guy in Massachusetts?
Is he on the Bruins, like the left wing or something? I don't know.
Anyway, upskirting in public. Sure, why shouldn't it
How do you feel about that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is that just like looking up women's skirts?
No, I guess it's
like your camera or whatever.
Yeah, taking photos of it.
I thought that it's a crime now. Why are you saying that it's legal?
There was a court decision that someone did that and they were let off. And then Sid is now telling me, which I hadn't heard, that they overturned it.
I thought that I maybe heard that. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that.
You might be right.
Yeah.
I may be crazy.
But no, because I guess the law in Massachusetts is it's only illegal to take someone's photograph if they're nude or partially nude.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's dressed and you just stick your camera under their skirt, technically...
He's claiming... I just looked up an article.
Nude?
Yeah, it's he's claiming his First Amendment right to take a photo of a woman.
Isn't that kind of like a peeping Tom?
Yeah, it's a...
Except if you're out in public, is it really peeping?
Yeah, that's I agree with Sid on that. I think there should be a line where if there's some sort of... I don't know how to phrase it, but if there's some sort of extra action you have to take to see the person's private parts, that should be illegal.
Just basically like, hey, ma'am, did you give this guy permission to look at your pussy? No? Okay, you're under arrest.
I don't agree with that. I think if you're outside...
If she's like sitting across from her with her legs splayed open, then sure, that's on her.
With minimal effort, if you can take a picture of her vagina... then it should be legal. But if you have to sneak under her, go on an escalator, and stand there all day and shoot video up an escalator...
Or if you just have your iPhone strapped to the top of your shoe. Yeah.
But then why
that's
can't...
That's not a bad idea.
Why can't, stores or something put cameras in bathrooms?
They do sometimes, and then they get in trouble for it if they get caught.
Because
what's the difference?
Because people have a reasonable right to expect that they're not being filmed when they go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not... They don't have a right to... expect they're not being viewed when they're outside. So in other words, a bathroom in society is designated as a place where you can poop privately. But if you walk around with your pants down in the street, people can take shots of you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's completely different.
Of course.
So apparently he got off based on...
He sure did.
On the freedom of speech thing. And because he got off, they made a new law against upskirt photos.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There should be a law against upskirt photos, I think.
Yeah. Just because a woman's junk is hanging out there, it doesn't give you the right to take a photo of
no,
it.
No.
And
I,
honestly,
see, again, I think it, if it's hanging out, it should be legal.
But
those,
I mean,
they're not hanging out.
But really, the big appeal here is the degree of difficulty. If you make it legal, then what's the excitement of getting an upskirt photo? you know there's no chance of getting in trouble.
So now that's a new development. You're saying
the thrill of the chase.
It's hot because you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
So even if it was like some granny with a fupa, you think it's hot because the person didn't know that they were getting
caught? No, but I'm not necessarily just the hotness of it, but just the excitement.
He's breaking the law.
Is that you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you know you legally are allowed to do it, then... Or that's like if like a website, I'm sure these exist, where it's like staged upskirt photos.
Mm-hmm.
No fun in that.
You don't know that it's staged. What if they sell it to you?
It's like consensual rape.
That's
not real.
Yeah,
if it's consensual, it's not rape.
I mean,
what's
like
the fun
simulated
in that?
Rape videos.
Yeah,
and shit?
Yeah.
Although I'm for that, sure. It makes
what,
me feel.
Rape?
Simulated.
It's like
it's
consensual.
Oh.
If it's knowing that the person there knows it's just like this is all for show, makes it all right for me because it's just a fantasy. Uh-huh. I would never rape somebody knowingly, maybe like unknowingly, like
like you just cold lube in the crack.
You just stumble upon somebody asleep, and you're like,
or like I'm just very aggressive, and they're very resistant. I'm like, oh, this is hot. Yeah, let's keep going with this. Oh, you don't want me to put it in you.
Are we learning something new about Rob today?
And rape.
Yeah.
All the fingering in public was just to throw us off all the raping in private that you're doing. Yeah.
I would never knowingly rape somebody.
Yeah.
I might accidentally fall in my penis.
If you roofie them before asking if they'd fuck you, then they might have said yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know. There's a chance.
Rob, go with that. I'm going with it.
Or
it
Rob,
is
would
gone.
Be, Rob would be too stoned to know any better.
Well, that's his excuse.
I'm
going to
go with that excuse, yeah.
Rob, you could hire Randy Bly to push women onto your penis.
Would that be considered rape?
He would get arrested.
Erect peni?
He's got the record.
Peni.
I have multiple penises ready to be sat upon.
You have multiple penises?
Peni? No, I don't. I only have one. I was exaggerating.
You have one of your balls is really long, so sometimes people get confused.
Do you have
the second penis? It looks like a pitchfork down there.
What is the cow's thingy called?
Teats?
Yeah.
Udders?
Udders.
Mm-hmm.
Your balls look like udders.
By the way,
if you squeeze them, something will come out.
In the chat, upskirts should be legal, says.
I wonder what he says.
Rob's voice is raping my ears.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Speaking of Rob being a rapist, he posted a picture from the gym.
Yeah.
It didn't even look like you. That was scary.
What?
And rape.
Who did it look like? I don't understand. In a bad way?
No, it was in a good way. You just look like the Big Show.
Oh, well, I guess it was probably because the shot, it was like an upskirt. No. It was like at an angle where I was shooting it like up, so that's why maybe it looked that way. I have a funny story from the gym that day. I was like, oh, today I'm going to try using some machines that I don't normally use. Because, like, how do you learn if you don't use you don't expand your horizons?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most embarrassing thing ever because it was like a leg machine. And I'm like overly confident in my leg muscles because I'm like,
I remember that from when I used to go to the gym with you.
Yeah, like because I would always be able to do like crazy weights with my legs. And I'd be like, what's going on here?
You were doing it wrong.
Oh, jeez.
I said we were doing it wrong.
Oh, we were doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You were doing it. Anyway, so I do this one thing and I put like the weights on there. There was already 90 pounds on there. Two 45-pound weights on each side. So I'm like, oh, I can do more than this. So then I put another 45-pound stack on each thing, and I go to do it, and it's one of those leg machines where you're kind of on an incline sitting, and you have to push up against it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a hamstring. Yeah, it's like a squat machine. Yeah.
That was your nickname in high school.
Squat machine?
That's right.
I'll take it.
I look like too much of a rapist.
A leg press says love songs in the key of
Oh, wow. There we go. A leg press. So I was like doing it, and there's a locking mechanism.
Oh, no.
And first of all, I couldn't figure out the locking mechanism. But then I was reading it, and it was like, once you start, you'll notice that you can unlock it. So I go, and I'm like, it's not going. What's going on? Why isn't it unlocking? Then the guy who used it before me walks over to me and starts explaining it to me. He's like, what you got to do? And he's like, yeah. So
that's nice of him.
And then he's like, yeah, so push. And I push. I'm like, it's not going. He's like, no, it should be going. I'm like, I realize. I see what's going on. I can't handle this weight.
Did you feel all emasculated? I can't explain it to you like a girl?
Hold on. I did not yet feel emasculated.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So I take the weight off. And now I'm down to the 90 that was originally there. So
90 with your legs, you can't lift 90.
No, it was 180 before that. I was saying I put on the additional.
Your legs
so
lift
back
about 300 pounds every day when you get out of bed.
True. Yeah. You're right. That's why I thought I could do
it. Cut it out.
But so then I do that, and I go. I do my thing. Then I couldn't lock it as I was done with my set, and like I just couldn't lock it, so it just kept going further down. So I kept squatting further, and then the guy had to run over,
he saved you,
and save me. And he couldn't lift up the machine by himself, the top thing. So another guy ran over who was doing deadlift.
Your dream come true.
And two guys had to lift this machine off of me. It was at that point that I was like, you know what? This machine is not for me. I gotta go.
Did you get his number?
So is he gonna be your sparring partner next time?
Yeah, he's gonna be sparring. What, are they gonna box?
Yeah, you know, at the gym.
A little light wrestling.
So yeah. So then I stuck to the pulley system machine.
Chocolate Croissant 95 says Rob was a damsel in distress.
I was. And then the most emasculating thing was after all of that.
That wasn't the most
No, I was still fine. I was like, oh, I can't figure out machinery. That's all it is. I'm not a wuss. I just can't figure it out. Was when one of the guys turned to me after they reset the machine going, are you okay?
You look traumatized.
Like with genuine concern.
Did you fake like you were a little upset?
No, I was like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, no, it's totally cool, bro.
Were these guys like your size, bigger, smaller?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that initially came over to teach me how to use the machine, half my size. The other guy, like 3/4, but both of them were smaller than me. So that was the like really like, oh, God.
What color were their eyes?
Hazel? Or one of the, no, I don't know.
Wow.
So if you're going to try out machines, don't try any ones with locking mechanisms on them. That's the lesson.
Or watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, watch a YouTube.
Come on.
So maybe next time I'll try the leg press again.
Probably shouldn't.
You should try it with no weights first just to get the movement. And
that's
then
a good idea.
Make sure there are two guys that are smaller than you there to help you out.
Oh, but also the reason I thought I could do the 180 was because there's the reverse leg press where you're kind of laying down with your legs in the air and you push up.
Oh, yeah.
And that one I did 180 with no problem.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I'm going
that
to
one's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because you don't have your upper body to lift.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you live in like a building without an elevator now?
Yeah.
So isn't that enough leg exercise for you? Just walk up and down.
Why I do mostly upper body exercises when I go to the gym, but I'm like, oh, I should put more leg workouts into my rotation.
Sid is a minimalist when it comes to exercise.
Or I'm just cheap.
I try to do cardio and I figured that's enough of a leg workout for me.
Didn't you walk to the gym? Isn't that enough?
You got to.
Is that a leg
workout?
Didn't
you lift a donut into your mouth?
Yeah. You got to eat lunch. That's a good bicep workout.
Some of those calories.
Sid, when was the last time you actively worked out, like played a sport or did some sort of movement?
We had the Wii Fit when we lived together. Remember,
that was like
times.
6 years ago.
Yeah, that's it. And that was the first time since like gym class in high school.
You used that Wii Fit maybe 3 times.
No, I used it more than that.
Six?
I used it for like a couple months.
Are you good at any sports? Do you like to play any?
I haven't played any sports in so long. I wouldn't know if I was good at them.
Were you ever good at a sport?
Probably not.
Did you ever like a sport?
I like watching.
No, playing. I mean, I understand.
I like baseball in the schoolyard in elementary school.
What was your position when you played?
I don't remember.
Did you ever play kickball?
Maybe in like a camp or something.
Kickball
you know,
you
wanted to
dodgeball.
Join that league.
Did you ever play basketball?
Pining away for that? Yeah, in junior high school we had basketball.
Did you ever get a shot in?
Well, that was my one moment of athletic glory in school.
Oh, really?
Was in seventh grade, I'm going to guess this was. They had the boys on one side doing, like, you know, layups and foul shots, and the girls on the other, and the girls were pretty bad, so a lot of the boys were laughing at them. Mm-hmm. So the gym teacher, who was a very obvious husky lesbian woman, as most gym teachers that are female are.
Which junior high school did you go to?
Cunningham.
Oh, my God.
What about Mrs.
Was it
Z?
Z?
She was
She was
a very non-husky lesbian.
No.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
She looked like any woman.
Do you remember what her name was?
No. If I heard it, I probably remember. But anyways, so she got mad and she's like, all right, you guys think you're so great at this. Line up and each one of you are doing free throws while the girls get to heckle you. And about 15 guys went before me and they all missed. And then I was the first one to hit one.
Did people cheer?
And then you were like, cunts, cunts!
They were all like, that's absurd. You're the worst athlete in the class. How the hell are you the one that hits that? One in a million shot. And I'm like, yeah, because I'll probably never take another
retard
shot.
Retard strength.
So, yeah. And so since then, you retired from basketball.
Yeah, I go out on a high note.
What would your Hall of Fame retirement speech be if you your enshrinement?
I'd probably do what Michael Jordan did and fly out some people from class that made fun of me and just belittle them.
Did he do that? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. When he got elected into the Hall of Fame, I guess he was cut from his high school team at some point. So he flew in the guy that took his roster spot on the high school team to be like, eh, see where I ended up and what did you end up doing?
First of all, where's that coach that cut him? Get him there.
Probably still in high school. But he flew
Why flew that guy? What did that guy do? That guy
Michael Jordan is crazy.
Had nothing to do with
it. He's a scumbag, that guy. He really is.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
That's what made him such a good player.
Sure. No, no denying he's one of probably the best player ever, but he's just such
It's because he's a psycho when it comes to competitiveness.
A psycho and
petty grudges and shit.
Even without that, he's just a human piece of shit. He's just such an exploitative...
because he said even Republicans buy sneakers.
Yeah.
He wouldn't campaign for Democratic candidates in North Carolina.
And he and the exploitation of labor... You know, in other countries and stuff, which he remember,
it's not his choice, but he profits off of it.
He profits off of selling it to his own people, you know, at ridiculously exorbitant prices. Yeah.
Just the ridiculous. How much are a pair of Jordans now?
300 something.
Who
really?
Why would anyone pay that much?
Why?
I think there are cheaper ones though.
The thing is, are Jordans built any better than a $60 pair of Nike?
No. Are there any $60 pairs?
Yeah, no, totally.
Why would somebody buy a $1,000 purse when they could buy a $100 purse?
Name.
Yeah. It's the same fucking thing.
The material might be different.
Yeah,
their friends all want Jordans.
$900 different?
One is a dead animal and one is not.
Crazy. Oh, yeah, there are Jordans for $70.
I'm going to get some of those, Rob.
Still so much money.
No. I like my Pumas. I'm a big Puma guy. It's my brand.
I always thought of you more as a bear than a Puma, but all right.
Oh. I'll take it.
Yeah. What would a Puma be?
What do you mean?
In, like, sexual descriptive terms. What would the type be that you refer to as a Puma?
To run away from Rob really quick.
Very sleek. Dark-skinned.
I'm still
cropped hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm still reeling from that picture you showed me that the Jews.
Oh yes. What? The flood of Orthodox Jews in Lower Manhattan today to protest some new Israeli law.
Oh, really quick. Well, a puma is an attractive woman in her late 20s or early 30s.
There's a thing.
She is a pre-cougar slash herbert cougar.
So she goes after
she's a woman.
It sounds like a little Miss Noah Avior right here, a little puma in the midst.
Wait, so that means that she dates younger guys?
Yeah,
are you
a woman
older
who is
younger
not
than Jake right now.
I'm a couple of months older than Jake.
There you go.
Aha! Oh, that was a total puma.
I'm a puma.
Jake is cheering and celebrating over there in the corner.
No, he's proud of his puma.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got some puma. Oh, whoops. What? No, I don't. Damn. Yahoo. YouTube ads. Puma sound.
No. I don't sound like that.
We wouldn't know.
Wait, is that Noah or the puma? So, yeah, what were the Jews protesting?
Well, that's the funniest part of the story, is they are protesting a new law that lifts the exemption that Orthodox Jews have of being drafted into the Israeli army.
Now, we should mention that every Israeli citizen, right, has to be
unless,
in the army?
You know, I mean, unless they have, like, a mental issue or, you know...
When you're 18, if you're
handicap.
Healthy...
Yeah,
you go into the army, right?
You're expected to go into the army. If there's some mitigating circumstance, you can get out of it, but it's rare.
Right. But customarily, after high school, kids join the military, and they're not, like, put in combat. Not, you know, they either do, like, a patrol, or they work in, like, the infirmary, or, you know.
But these pussies... decided they get to have an exemption.
If you're an Orthodox Jew, right, or a Hasidic Jew, Uh-huh. You're exempt from joining the military because it's like religious persecution.
They also don't pay taxes to Israel. They just basically live in Israel.
They just want to smell with those coats.
Right, and they don't contribute anything to society, except they take up space and produce a lot of waste.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Somebody's got to eat all those bialys.
Not me.
They only eat kosher ones, though. So.
Well, Sid made a good point, though, because there was a picture. It looked like 1,000 Agent Smiths, you know, like lined up.
Horrendous. They all look exactly the same.
Yeah. So they were all with these black coats. It was like a sea of maybe you could see like maybe 10 blocks down and just filled with all these Orthodox
Jews. It's like
New
Year's Eve in Times Square, except Orthodox Jews.
Yeah, it was really frightening. It was like this very, very scary picture. But Sid said, well, imagine what that smells like.
Yeah. And imagine all the complaining.
Hey.
It's like the hum of 1,000 rabbis bitching about the weather.
It reminds me of a joke. What? Why are there no Jewish faith healers? What? Your leg? My knee.
Yeah, basically.
That's a good one. Speaking of Jews, did you? I feel like people have been, every week we get a new link to a bris gone wrong.
What?
About how, like, here, two babies get STDs after rabbis suck their penis during Jewish ritual.
There was also a rabbi in Brooklyn who was charged with distributing child pornography.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not shocking to me at all.
No. Of course not.
Because these people are, like, the most repressed people on the planet, you know? So the ones who are not pedophiles, they go and cheat on their wives and sucking, you know. And the ones that are pedophiles immediately go and rape kids, and the community covers it up.
So just to remind everyone, the way the Jewish circumcision works is after the skin cutting.
I got to stop you there.
It's not just the Jewish circumcision.
That's a certain sect of really crazy Jews.
Yeah, the ones that know how to have a good time.
This is not, even Orthodox Jews do not do this, as crazy as they are.
The Moyle, who is the rabbi doing the procedure, puts his mouth around the infant's penis to suck the blood so as to purify the wound.
Wait, so does he cut it with his teeth, or does he just suck the blood off?
No, he's not biting the...
Oh, I thought he never used teeth.
I thought you knew this.
Yeah.
Well, to give a blowjob, but this is not a blowjob.
Yeah, he's not blowing
Where's the line?
How do you circumcise with your tongue? I mean, you can't you have to be biting it at some point.
Well, you got
to
get rid of that blood.
Wait, do they remove the skin off the penis by biting it, or do they use a tool?
No, they use a tool for that.
The blood
and
off.
Then lick the blood off, yes.
Oh.
Do they also lick the blood off the tool?
Like no, because it's not a penis.
Kinky.
Like the brownie batter off of the ladle?
It's not tempting like a penis.
I suppose.
But let's just point out that this is only slightly crazier than actually doing it with a fucking scalpel. I mean, the whole point of...
You're very anti-circumcision.
Well, the fact of the rabbi putting his mouth on and biting off the foreskin is not the only crazy part of this. The point is cutting it off at all is fucking crazy.
Right.
Why?
But doing it with the mouth is even more disgusting because it's insane. Why? Because it's not, the baby doesn't have a right to say whether he wants his foreskin on or not. He's not conscious yet. I'm not anti-circumcision. If you are, you know, people can get fucking Prince Alberts, they can get whatever part of their body pierced they want. They can hack off their own dick if they want to. I don't care, but they should be of legal age. They shouldn't have their parents decide it for them.
But it's such a long wait. And in the meantime, mom or dad has to clean smegma out of that thing for this baby. You
teach
want
the
to
fucking
deal
baby
that.
How to clean the
And also, oh. You had yours late in life, and then you couldn't use it for like a month. What fun is that?
Well, it's, you know, I wouldn't have done it at all if I didn't have a medical condition that required that to happen.
You see, if you do it when they're a little kid, they'll never get that medical condition.
I think, but they may not get it anyway.
But this way, it's 100% certainty.
All right, so I'm going to cut off my arm so I don't get gangrene on it.
Okay.
Why would I do that? I want my arm.
Well, if you were a baby and your parents wanted to do that, that's fine.
You think so?
Slice
you think
that
babies should have
right
their
arm,
you think the baby should have their arms cut off?
One less thing they can burn on the stove.
How about this? Let's just break a baby down into all its parts and just sell it on the open market.
For what? What are you going to do with a baby arm?
I'm sure someone will buy that shit.
I guess for fisting or something, like a beginner's fisting wand. You have to start somewhere.
Why does it have to be a baby's arm? Why can't it just be a prosthetic?
Mm-hmm. It could, but some people are more naturalistic. They want the real thing. They want that skin-on-skin feeling. You shove somebody's entire limb inside of you.
Darren.
Yes.
The Talmud writes that a moil circumciser who does not suck should be dismissed from practice.
Uh-huh. Yes, you know what the Talmud is?
No, what is it?
I don't know.
A Talmud is the second book of crazy Jewish laws that they wrote because they didn't feel like following the first book of crazy Jewish laws, which is the Torah. So they just made a bunch of
loopholes.
It's
like the Jewish New Testament?
Sort of, yes. Sort of. It's a good way of putting it. But it's not nearly as – it's much more mean-spirited than the New Testament is.
Oh, really?
It's got that Jewish snark.
Wait, can I read more?
Sure.
Rashi on that Talmudic passage explains that this step is in order to squeeze some blood from deep inside the wound to prevent danger to the baby.
Danger to the baby.
Well, they say that it's an antiseptic. Also, the process has the demoiel place his mouth directly on the circumcision wound and draw blood away from the cut.
So they cut it, but they cauterize the wound with the mouth.
Yeah, they just suck the blood. That's weird. That's really weird.
You know what that is. Some guy wanted to suck some baby dick in his fucking 4th century or whatever, and he wrote some shit that made it okay to do it.
People believed you then. Those were the good old days. You could convince a whole race of people that sucking baby dick was somehow beneficial.
Upskirt Should Be Legal says, Ian Watkins was just practicing to be a moil.
Yeah, I was just
going to
make that joke. Good job.
Baruch Atah Adonai, now give me your fucking baby dick.
Direct quote from Rob's bar mitzvah. Yeah.
I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
His bar mitzvah. You waited until your bar mitzvah to suck your baby dick?
No, my baby dick was
sucked
nice
said
and
that.
Early.
Rob said that during the recital. Everyone ran from the room.
Pickles and Tits writes, you guys talk about baby dicks more than metal.
Yeah. And same thing. What's the difference?
Oops. And Sid's left testy said, baby dick injection.
It's so subtle, you can barely feel it.
Pickles and Tits wants to call in. Go ahead, please.
646-929-1357. That's our phone number.
And he wants to talk about metal. I'm just warning
you. We'll find a way to derail
this.
I was going to say, he's going to derail our baby dick conversation.
If you could actually call into this show and get us to seriously talk about metal, you win a free CD.
Sure.
Because you're probably nerdy enough to want a free CD at this point.
You want a free anachronistic item that no one uses anymore.
People use CDs, man.
All right.
Don't be so close-minded.
Most people don't use them. Can we say that at least?
That's fair.
Okay. It's just like, the time has passed. You know, the 8-track is gone. The cassettes are gone. Ka-singles. Ka-singles.
The 8-track.
8-track, yes. What? You got a problem with me criticizing the 8-track?
No, I've never used an 8-track, so.
They're horrible.
They're like Atari cartridges.
And they only played from the beginning. There was no fast forward or anything.
Ah.
So you had to listen through to all of it. Or if you like wanted to hear something again, you had to pull it out, put it back in, and it started from the beginning.
Wow.
Life was so hard back then.
Well, that was even before my time, as old as I am. It was already like tapes, cassettes when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And CDs came around when I was like 18 or 17, probably. When were they? Like 91, they became mass-marketed CDs? I know they were around since like the 70s of technology, but I mean in stores.
Yeah,
sounds about right. I remember that the cassette tape got track marks. Like you could fast forward and it would stop at a track point. But that
never worked.
And also I feel like that was invented like 2 years after CDs blew up. So it's like,
I don't even remember that.
It came out way after cassettes were even relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, good idea about 10 years too late.
Good. Okay. Now I can listen to the song I want to with a horrible hissing in the background,
yeah.
But it'll be the specific song I want to hear.
But I got to say, I do miss cassette tapes. Like, there was something cool about, I have a vivid memory of, like, my parents' boombox, and I'm not sure if they had a microphone that you could plug into it or...
No, you could just... talk right into it and record yourself.
Oh, yeah, you could just talk into the speaker. Yeah, and yeah. I would totally do that. So it was like some early proto Metal Injection live casting that I was doing.
Yeah,
wow.
I used to, that's so funny.
In my room.
With my friend Egg.
And that's something you can't really do. I mean, I guess you could do it on a computer now.
Robert, you've got like a USB cable or something in your hand and it's just like dangling while you talk and it's very distracting.
It's a charger.
You can't really do it. Isn't that what every video on YouTube is? No.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that is just like blogging.
I like that someone called a bar mitzvah a bar mistfa.
He just spelled it phonetically, yeah. B-A-R-I-M-I-S-T-F-A.
S-H-O-O-M-O-O-O-C-C-C-H. I-N-A.
Can we get that clip of me?
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-A.
Rest in peace.
He's not dead,
I really
as far as we know.
Shlomo would call in just to wish us a happy 200th.
Un chasseur, 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 sheen, est un bon chasseur, qui fait sacher, chasseur.
Oh, man, I used to love to dance around the hat.
These new drops.
All right, 402, you're on the Metal Injection live cast. What's up? 402.
Nick?
Yep. What's going on, buddy? What's your name? Where are you?
I'm Anthony. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
And what's your name?
Anthony.
What's up, Anthony?
Who are you? I was wondering, what are some of your favorite bands?
Are you Pickles and Dicks?
Pickles and Tits. I like how you changed tits to dicks. Sure, what you're thinking about.
Oops. That's a Freudian pickle right there.
You nothing!
My favorite metal band is Meshuggah.
Did he say metal? What's your favorite bands?
Chromia.
Yes, well, sure. My favorite all-time band is Pink Floyd, but Meshuggah is my metal band.
Really?
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Noah, how are you?
All right.
Well, if you care about what my favorite bands are, for me it just like changes here and there. But I've been listening to
Alex Skolnick the Trio.
Yes.
It's just three Alex Skolniks.
I guess my three favorite bands that describe the music that I like are Opeth, The Dillinger Escape Plan, and Dredge.
Is Dredge still a band?
Yeah. I don't know if I don't think they put anything out recently, though.
How about you, Sid? What's your favorite metal band?
He didn't ask what our favorite metal band was.
I'm asking.
Sid doesn't have a favorite metal band.
What's your favorite band?
Fugazi.
Okay. Kings of Leon.
Oh, come on. How dare you?
Darren?
Led Zeppelin?
Oh,
probably.
I love Led Zeppelin.
Doors?
What's your favorite band, Anthony?
I'm kind of like... I kind of enjoy nu metal, like 90s nu metal. So basically my favorite band has got to be Korn.
But what's your favorite Korn album? Just curious.
The best one for me is Issues because it's a lot like deeper and darker.
Also my favorite Korn album.
Did you hear the interview that we did with Wes Borland and Fred Durst?
Yeah.
It's good.
Do you like
how old of a gal are you, Anthony?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I just recently turned 15.
And how are you into Korn? That was like when we were 15.
They were broken up by the time he was born.
Yeah.
Korn is still around. What are you talking about?
I just meant that, you know, like relevance, not really broken up.
How'd that happen?
What happened? I didn't hear that much.
How did you get into nu metal? Who turned you on to it?
Basically myself. I just found it somewhere.
So like
in the discount bin.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
Were you just like at a mall with your mom and you somehow turned a corner and were in Hot Topic? And you're like, oh, okay, corn. I like corn.
Turned a corner and it was 1988.
Walked through a
well, that's
time
Hot Topic.
Well, if you had to pick just one band, though.
Korn, he said.
Yeah, just Korn.
Never mind. I was trying to make him say one.
Oh. Well.
Goodbye!
Oh, we have a bunch of calls.
Do it.
317.
Isn't Slipknot from Nebraska?
They're from Iowa.
Oh, never mind that.
Same thing.
317, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Pickles and Tits.
Hello.
Oh, this is Pickles.
We thought that other guy was Pickles and Tits.
That was Pickles and Tits. This is Pickles and Tits.
What's up, P&T?
I was just calling in to talk about metal and my past weekend because I had a pretty good one.
Okay.
You had a good metal?
I had a pretty metal weekend.
Oh.
I live in Indianapolis, and a buddy of mine called me up and told me that Protest the Hero and
Safety Fire?
And what's that other band?
Mellencamp?
The Safety Fire? They're on tour right now.
Protest the Hero and Safety Fire and Battle Cross were all coming into Chicago, but just the day before that, Animals as Leaders was coming. And so we traveled up to Chicago and stayed the night up there and partied, and it was all pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
Did you go to the shows or did you just party?
No, I just partied. No, we went to the show, I just died falling and, I don't know, changed the subject off of baby dicks.
So nothing really eventful happened.
So, yeah, did you sacrifice any goats or any sort of,
no.
Did you go
no,
see...
No, but I ate food.
What'd you have?
went to Chinatown and I had a millionaire fried rice.
What's that?
It's the first time I ever ate that, and it was like a bad pussy.
Donald Trump pisses on it.
Scallops tasted like bad pussy. I think that's just bad scallops that you got there.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to taste like pussy.
Don't eat anything from Chinatown because our Chinatown serves fish that give you a skin disease.
What?
A flesh-eating skin disease.
Just, oh, my God. So scary, yeah.
Is that Wohop?
Probably a
no, it's like a raw fish.
Yeah.
Raw
from
fish.
Like
if you buy raw
market.
Fish from the
fish
market.
If you touch it, it'll make your arm eat itself.
I have a solution that I know that all of you should try. Don't eat fucking fish because it's disgusting.
I don't like eating fucking fish. I like it when they're just dead already. I don't want them to be fucking.
Uh-huh. Don't eat
fish. Is not disgusting. You're raw. Fish is great.
I only
it smells
eat
like
wild fish.
Did you ever hear people
unfresh
say...
Unfresh fish smells like fish.
No,
if it's fresh, it's fine.
Let Darren talk.
When someone says something stinks, they say it smells like fish. Because fish smells disgusting.
Right,
so,
but when it's cooked,
not all
it
of it,
smell disgusting.
It still has that smell. It's just stronger
when
it's
not
cooked.
I don't like fish-flavored food. Like,
are there fish donuts or something like around here?
I'll only eat
that was Noah's nickname in high school.
fish-flavored donuts? Yeah, it was.
SD for short, we called it.
I was a little bit heftier back then.
Oh, what?
It wasn't really nice.
Were you really, or is that a joke?
No!
I don't know what heft has to
do with
donut.
If possible, she was skinnier.
I was so skinny.
It's just a vagina joke. It had nothing to do with heft.
I thought you said I look like a donut.
No.
Fish
your nickname
donut.
Was fish donut. It was a pussy joke.
Oh, like because it's a hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you fish. Way too much thought into all that. All
right. I was going to ask... Pickles and Tits, did you go to see both shows or just one?
Both of them.
That's pretty cool.
One of them was Friday night, and we just stayed in a hotel to see the Battle Cross and Protest the Hero show on Saturday night.
Cool. Wow, so you're all partied out.
I'm really bummed because tour is not coming around to New York City. Like, I'm going to have to go to Long Island to go see Protest
the Hero.
Oh, no.
Life is so hard.
First world problems.
Yeah.
Going to Long Island?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Don't go.
But I want to see them play.
Well, if they only think they're that Long Island is good enough for them, then fuck them.
But Protest the Hero like came to New York City.
In November.
Did you see them then?
Yeah.
So then when, there you go.
I want to see.
It's probably the same set.
Battle Cross and Safety Fire.
Yeah.
I really like that.
You
band.
Saw the Safety Fire last year too.
I saw them on the cruise, but I want to see them again.
So then go to Long Island. Jeez. Yeah. If they kept playing New York all the time, their value would go down because less people would show up and they wouldn't get the same guarantees and they wouldn't be able to come to New York ever again. So I think you're being very selfish.
But if you go to see them in Long Island, that it will just encourage them to play Long Island more. Maybe you should not go so they make less money and therefore say, fuck Long Island, we're not playing there anymore.
Yeah, we're never doing Long Island again.
This is Noah when she steps out of the car in Long Island.
Ugh.
Oh, so true. Oh, I don't like Long Island at all.
Well, it's kind of a place. It's a big place. I mean, it's very diverse.
Would you rather see them in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
All right, well, pickles and tits, there you go. You might have a date.
You don't want to come see them in Indianapolis. There's no scene here.
Rest assured, I
yeah, that means that I could probably get to the front without having some stupid guy kick me in the head.
Unless, what if Pickles and Tits kicks you in the head?
Yeah.
What's your actual name, Pickles?
I wouldn't intentionally kick you in the head.
Okay, that's better than New York shows.
Oh.
But, yeah, you don't want to come to Indianapolis for concerts. There's never any good concerts around here. And if they are, the crowds are really boring and lame. That's why I had to go all the way to Chicago to see it.
Oh. Well,
oh, I like a nice, lame, boring crowd, actually.
Yeah, so we're stand and watch the fucking show.
Yeah,
you
don't
probably
have to
even sit down and watch the show.
Oh, wow. What a luxury.
I didn't like this show. Not enough people were throwing haymakers.
I did not get karate chopped at this show.
C minus.
Signed Pickles and Tits. Esquire.
All right, Pickles.
Well, if I could just say another thing before you guys do you know what. I would just like to say my favorite moment of the live cast was the readings from Dave Mustaine's book.
Oh, excellent.
That
yes.
was a good one.
That was as fun for us as it was for
that you. That was the first show I listened to, and I haven't stopped listening since. So I love the show. And thank you, guys.
Thank
and
you,
one.
CD.
Well, Pickles.
Goodbye.
If you want to. If Pickles, if you want to email me, robert@metalinjection.net, I'll send you a free CD.
All right, cool.
All right, goodbye.
Send him the Dave Mustaine audiobook.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Why don't I just send him the Dave Mustaine book because I stopped, I didn't even read it.
I couldn't get through that either.
It was awful. The first words in the book was James Hetfield. Remember?
Well, it's not even
in our reading.
It's not even, like you would think, a book written by a lunatic, crazed idiot would be entertaining, but it's that part we read is really, we did that bit, remember? And then I kept looking to follow up on it to find more shit.
Anything.
It was just fucking boredom. It was like nothing interesting at all.
Yeah.
We have some more callers. Let's get some more memories. 402. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Wait, me again?
Oh, okay. It's you again.
See, they have memories. Rob does not have a memory.
That's gone.
I just didn't hang up on it. Block number. Just called in. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Josh.
Oh, what's up, Josh?
Oh, well, I have to say that the call from a few weeks ago with Josh from Wales and Rob not understanding the geography of Wales is one of my top, 10 moments in a live
game. I could
one
too.
Stop laughing listening back to that.
I was on the train in a miserable commute on the L, packed like a sardine, but laughing my ass off. It was great.
So, Josh, what is your favorite moment?
Well, my first episode was the Limp Bizkit episode, so that's definitely one of them.
Is that just a coincidence, or are you a big fan?
Big fan.
Oh, no. I'm a big fan of you guys, but not Limp Bizkit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Necrosexual was one of my, well, he wasn't really Necrosexual on the show, but I guess when Jimmy was on the show, as a fun time.
Okay, cool.
My favorite JCVD and the when Belgian Kid was here.
Oh,
my God. That was like episode 6.
Yeah.
so early in our run.
There's got to be like a good chunk of our listeners that have never heard that or don't even know that there was a JCVD character.
You really, really, really need to go back. So it's good. Like episode 6 or 7, and the concept. Oh, I think
there was no concept.
There was no concept. It was very organic, but I think the way it started was it was like, all right, this Belgian kid is sitting in. Let's pretend we don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
And so he would talk to us. He spoke perfect English. He had a slight accent.
Why was that guy even there?
Frank, like, was it was Frank's friend, and he brought him over thinking
he was a Metal Injection fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually let us crash with him. We visited London because we were in London, but we kept joking like, "Oh, we don't know what he's saying." What's saying? And he felt so bad. He was like, "What am I?" Because he's already like it's to hear about his about his English, and he thought we were serious. And then I feel like Darren, out of that, you started talking like JCVD and translating. And then that's how we got onto it. And
well, we must have just because he's Belgian and so is JCVD, so he probably started asking a lot of questions about.
Oh, we started asking about JCVD. Yeah,
JCVD showed up.
Oh, you absolutely.
Yeah, see it. You're right as usual.
JCVD pole that slides down whenever he's mentioned.
My pole is world renowned in Belgium.
And his assistant Renee, who gives
sparring partner.
Yeah. Yes.
He helps me train so I can give body shots to my victims.
You can do a soisson neuf.
What is a soisson neuf? It is 69 and I owe you one.
Anytime I hear merde,
it's
going to be shit. So it constantly comes up.
I have a new thing, Rob. Soisson d'huit. That is, I give cunnilingus to 18 girls at one time.
Line them up.
JCVD.
So funny.
He was just in something, wasn't he?
Oh, he's in a bunch of GoDaddy commercials.
There's an Expendables, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie coming out now, and every time I pass an ad, I'm like, who is that Harrison Ford-looking guy in the front? I can barely recognize him.
What's it called?
He's like a federal agent.
Sabotage? Is that it?
He's not that, is he?
I don't know. Maybe. He's in something.
When I saw that Sabotage, I'm like, they've made that Beastie Boys video into a real show. They should make that.
Yeah, it is Sabotage.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that. I knew of the movie.
Is Sabotage on the soundtrack? If they can't get on the soundtrack of a movie that's almost their exact name, then they're pretty much toast.
But what I'm on wouldn't that be great to have to make that a movie, like make a show out of that, even though, because it looks like such an interesting show.
Yeah. Rest in peace, MCA.
It's going to be a piece of mouth.
You think?
Yes. I don't think Arnold makes good movies anymore.
What? You didn't see that fucking escape plan? That was great.
Oh, I see that now. I feel like we are like you like the Expendables. I can.
Oops, sorry, that's too loud.
I mean, I know you like it sort of ironically, but
no, I didn't like it ironically. I think the movie is somewhat tongue in cheek itself.
Yeah,
but for exactly what it is, I think it was a great movie.
Yeah, I was.
I don't. That's not like Fellini. You have to go into there.
I wasn't exactly. Yeah, sure.
Mindset, you know, I mean, if you're looking for a really good 80s style action movie, that's a great fucking movie. But if you don't like that genre, then you're going to hate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Josh.
I actually thought Expendables 2 was better than 1, to be honest with you.
I think I gave up by that point.
Because Mickey Rourke didn't really need to be in that movie.
He wasn't even, I feel like, in the same room as anybody in the first one.
Would you want to be in the same room as Mickey Rourke?
No.
All right,
you probably smell. So
probably a contractual
rubber.
Thing.
What is Sabotage about, by the way?
He's like some SEAL Team 6 kind of guy, but then they kidnap his family. So he's got to go on some covert mission to get his family back in South America.
So is he like... So wasn't there already that movie twice? Like there was the one in like the 2000s that he had where he was in Central America.
I guess he just gets a discount filming there. Maybe he's got some women down there. I mean, you saw the housekeeper that he had a kid with. She's probably Yeah. Originally from that area.
The maid touched my pee-pee.
He's going back.
He's
to
in the DEA. Okay. Members of an elite DEA task force find themselves being taken down one by one after they bust into a drug cartel safe house.
But isn't he like 71 years old? Like
starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as John Breacher Wharton.
Why does he never have a fucking German name? Well, sometimes he does.
Also, Sam Worthington. Right.
He Olivia should always have a German
name. Maybe he
name.
Doesn't want to be typecast.
Oh, come on. What? No, but what?
Oh, Josh Holloway.
Who's
from
the
Lost
director?
David Ayer.
What else has that guy done? Let's see his credits.
Yeah, nothing.
End of Watch, Street Kings, SWAT, Harsh Times.
Silent Library.
Oh, the original. The original Fast and the Furious.
Oh,
he wrote it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
he wrote the Fast, and he wrote Training Day.
Yeah, this sounds like a bomb. Sorry, Arnold. I love Arnold, but no. But that's what I don't get. Like I'm fine with him making like an Escape Plan. He plays an old guy. You know, in Expendables, he plays an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
He in that sheriff movie, which I can't remember the name of it. He
with
plays
Johnny Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays an old guy in that. That's fine, but if he's going to be running around like, you know, he's an action star and he's not old, it's going to be stupid. Like Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yeah.
Not Rocky Balboa. What was that other movie? He was in some movie recently where they don't even
know
him
and Robert.
No, that they acknowledge that he's old. That's the point of the movie. Like he's an old
Rambo.
Star. No, he's old in Rambo. There's some movie where he was just supposed to be a
wow,
guy.
How many shitty Stallone movies have there been in the last
most of them.
5 years?
He's made quite a lot of movies recently. That one with De Niro was fucking terrible.
You saw it? You actually went to
yes,
see it?
Yes, my wow. girlfriend and I go to see like movies we know are going to be shitty because we kind of rip on them.
I see.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, my
issue with that, though, is you're still paying your money, and that's like sort of an endorsement that more movies like this should be made.
I don't think the two of us.
Download it illegally,
well,
like, watch it in your underpants
yeah.
in the bedroom, and
or why
right afterwards,
wear pants?
Fuck.
I'm right with you, Sid.
What?
He's with you.
No,
I'm
right
with
on.
You, Sid, on that.
Yes. Our $20 each is going to make a big difference in that.
That's what. If everybody feels that way, then everybody's spending every day.
But they don't. Most people don't go to see shit.
That's why I didn't go see the Lego movie, even though everyone says it's great. I'm not paying full price to see a fucking movie that just exists to sell toys.
Did you clash with your wife about that, or she was just cool
with
it?
Well, she was able to find somebody else to go, but I told her right away, I'm not spending a dime on that, sorry. Just on principle alone, even if it is.
Sid is against mass commercialism.
It's just
unless it's revolving around a professional sport.
I don't have. I know when I have a fucking kid, I'll have to see endless amounts of those fucking horrible movies. Why do I need to do it before that?
I am for commercialism they do something good with it. If it's just for the sake of commercialism.
Even still, just for spite, I don't want them having my money.
Fair enough. Would you watch it illegally downloaded?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Is there any chance you would enjoy it?
Maybe, I don't know. It's got people, the voice actors are people I like.
It looks like something I'd want to see. But I also agree with your stance about it, too.
Thank you.
Let's take some calls. You want to hear your favorite memories from the live cast. 646-929-1357.
Oh.
I didn't hang up on Josh.
He doesn't get a free CD,
hold.
Though, because Rob said only people in America.
Only U.S., sorry.
Fucking xenophobic.
450.
Rob
on the
doesn't
live
know
cast.
How to address an envelope to
oh,
Wales.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Love Songs in the Keys of Gorgrind.
Hello, Love Songs.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I wanted to say that I've been listening to you guys for a few months now, ever since about the Christmas holidays at work. Kind of put you guys on the earbuds and work away and laugh hilariously.
What do you do for
And I've got to say that my favorite part of the show is 3D. Whenever you drop that Jew horn, the kind of... Whenever you guys do that, I start crying because there's just such ambivalent hatred ranting over top of it. It's just hilarious. Oh, it kills me. It just kills me. I can't take it.
I
love
remember.
The Jew horn.
Where did we find it?
Early episode,
where did we find the Jew horn? I don't.
I just found a.
Why don't
show
we start talking about
that
it?
That was Beth. Yeah. We did it from Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
There's
just been some
Yom Kippur episode or something.
There's just been some classic fucking rants right over top of that thing. It's just been awesome. I love it. And I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys make my day a little bit brighter. So
where
are you going?
I'm expecting a bit of a Canadian accent. Is that correct?
That's right. Calling from Quebec, actually. So the French bit, hilarious.
So you don't see any Jews near you.
In Montreal, we're second biggest Jewish community outside of New York in North America.
I didn't know Montreal. Excuse me.
Yeah. Montreal's got a huge, huge amount of Jews. Yeah, it's I think for Hasidics, too, we're probably number one or number two.
Jeez.
Outside of New York.
That's what they smell like, by the way. They can't be ahead of us. I know that.
We got whole neighborhoods, man. Like, you just go into certain neighborhoods in Montreal, and you'll just see Hasidic Jews.
Yeah,
so
you don't have to tell us.
The armbands, the whole bit.
So do you see them walking around with the coats and all that, and then they open up their mouths?
The hats, everything. They got the plastic over the hats when it rains. In the winter, they got these really tall, weird winter hats.
Oh, yeah. The furry round, looks like a donut.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah, the kids are walking around, the women with the wigs. I've got the whole, when you guys talk about it, everything is visualized in my head perfectly.
So,
I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
When you see those Jews walking around, like, then you stop and talk to them. Do they sound like JCVD, though? They all sound French?
Well, most of them, they'll speak a little bit of English, not a lot. In Montreal, they'll probably speak French before they'll speak English, just because to communicate, it's easier for them.
Yes, French talker.
With
I
a Yiddish
to,
accent.
Wait, yeah, like I'm just about.
Yeah, they have to have a Yiddish accent.
Do you have a mirror, my wife?
Before I moved into my house, I lived in a condo in a pretty Jewish part of town. And I was living in a building, actually, not with Hasidic Jews, but with a bunch of old Jewish spinsters. Mm-hmm. And, the reason I moved out was because I had a dog for about 2 weeks. He was like a rescue, and it didn't work out. Ended up my ex got pregnant, so figured we had to move, and it was a good thing because within 2 days, the dog, whenever we would leave the apartment, that's when the dog would start barking. Mm-hmm. And they called the cops. They didn't even like try to leave a note. And within 2 days, the cops had been called to my condo because of a barking dog. Because of angry old Jewish women. So that's when I said, the hell with this place. I'm selling it. I'm buying a house because I'm having a kid anyway.
Yeah, so you have a kid now?
Yeah, I got a kid. She's 2.
Oh, congratulations.
Aww. Thank you. Thank
How old
you.
A guy are you?
Probably about your guy's age.
Well, I'm the old. We vary wildly here.
Yeah, 3D, wow. you're about just about 40, right?
I just turned 40 in January.
Congratulations. I'm 30. I'm going to be 32 in June.
Oh, okay. So you're
Rob's age.
Closer to Sid's
so
age.
Now I'm 34.
Oh, 34. So right in between me and Sid.
So, yeah, so the little one is 2. And, I moved out because living with a bunch of angry old Jewish spinsters, if I was going to have a kid that was crying through the night, that probably wasn't going to work out. So
they could arrest.
How did they? Yeah, they probably fucking would.
Yeah.
How did you break up with your ex-girlfriend?
It was not a nice story. It was after we moved down into the house, things just didn't work out, you know. It wasn't a planned pregnancy, and things, I think we just kept trying to hold on to it too long and didn't finish off too nicely, so.
Did you get
it's better
kid?
This way. It's a better situation this way.
Did you get the kid or she has the kid?
She's got custody, but I actually just dropped off my daughter. I spend as much time as I can with her. I work, you know, probably pretty much about 60 hours a week. So
you do.
I try to like see her every other weekend, but for the moment I see her a lot of weekends. My ex is actually moving closer to me, which is better. It's not such a trek to get her to and from her mother's house, so that's good. No, it's a good situation where I am now. I've got to say 2013 was a complete pile of shit. And 2014 has been way better so far.
Good.
He works in the factory making croissants into matzahs for the Jews.
That's right. I make kosher French food. I don't think anything in French cuisine would even qualify as kosher.
How would you make poutine kosher? That's sort
oh,
of
good Lord. Without gravy, I guess?
Yeah, no gravy.
Isn't gravy just pork fat?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. I had I went to a place last week actually called Pied Cochon, which is the pig's foot, and you could have pig's feet. It was pretty much the most unkosher restaurant I've ever been to. It was also delicious. Rob, I had bison rib. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
I might have had bison. No, not bison. I had some sort of weird animal rib. It was interesting.
Hmm. Everything was foie gras on that menu. It was gross.
Four. Cool. Fine, Darren.
So what do you do for a living that you work in 60 hours a week?
I'm a chartered accountant, which is kind of like your equivalent to a CPA.
Oh,
wow.
And it's tax season.
I understand why you...
Well, I don't work in an accounting office. I work for a company, thank God, because I would want to shoot myself if I worked in an accounting office still.
Wait, this brings up a good question. You're an accountant and you're not Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm an accountant. I'm not Jewish. I have a French name. My real name is George. Spelt French way, so it's got an S on the end. But I speak English first. I'm a whole bunch of confusing things.
Welcome to this show.
No, but seriously, guys, you guys have been awesome, and it's just good to hear some other people be as almost have a ridiculous set of jokes as I could think of in my own head. So it's good to laugh along too.
We pride ourselves on being ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling in, George. We won't want you because we like you.
Can you send a CD to Canada?
No, only U.S. Sorry.
God, Rob.
Come on.
Well, if you want to do it, I can do it in French if you'd like to just do it. So here's a nice big urn.
Goodbye.
All right. Au chasseur, au chasseur.
The head of translate that drop.
Oh.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Well, he's not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything, really.
Oh.
All right, we got some more callers.
Wow.
We got something gross and black in your teeth. It's really distracting me.
What?
361, you're on the live cast.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Still there.
What's your name?
All right, cool. Name's Justin. I'm from Texas. And also in the chat, I'm Sid's left testy. It's really warm down here. Damn it.
Where
Stop sitting on me, Sid. Fuck.
I just want to say the real... Anyway. The real singular of testes is testis, which sounds like Texas.
Oh.
So it's a coincidence.
Okay.
What part?
I'm in really, really deep south Texas, like close to border Texas.
Ooh. So you would say the ball sack of Texas.
Basically. It all ties in. This is all planned.
So what's up? What's your, do you have a favorite?
Okay, so to cut to the chase. My favorite moment, because I haven't been listening like for a super long time, but my favorite moment was 3D doing the tracheotomy guy.
No.
Yes. It was perfect. To quote the title, the tracheotomy had me rolling, literally.
That was a pretty good moment.
That was great. I definitely laughed a lot. It's good. Cool.
Yeah,
how long have you been listening?
That's awesome. 2 years now, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty good. How
I was that one really awkward kid 2 years ago that brought my sister on the line, too.
Yeah, we've had a few of those, to be honest.
What's up, girl? How'd you wind up with your balls in a guy's mouth?
Oops. How did you first listen? What was your first episode? Do you remember?
Or how did you hear about the show?
Yeah.
My sister told me about it.
So
she got me into it.
I remember that.
I think I came in on episode 150, I think.
So it's your 100th episode anniversary.
Congratulations.
Were you the one
where
I debuted the corner flour tortilla debate? Is that you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that was me. Although, part of me kind of wishes because I prefer flour anyway.
Nice. Very good.
You should go on and listen to the older shows. There's a lot of good...
Part of me really wants to, but school and work prevents me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to it at work.
Well, next time we miss a show on the clips, I'm going to put in older ones, like from the first 100, probably.
Where do you go to school?
I was about to make a joke. I'm like, it's just some backwater school that's back here. It's just a public school.
Doritos College?
Yeah.
I go to Storytime College. No, I go. I'm more of a Lay's College kind of guy.
Well, guess what? Since you live in the fine country known as the United States of America, you just earned yourself a free CD. Hit me up, Robert, robert@rejection.net, and I will send you the info on how to get that. Thanks for calling in.
And I'll also, I'll play this for you.
I used to like to go swimming one night because I had cancer. I used to be an umpire. I like to help people, but the doctor said because I am a smoker, I cannot do anything like this anymore.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, hey, Robert.
Yeah.
How many times have you talked about metal on the show so far?
Today, one. Oh, I've been won.
Goodbye. Another one of my favorite ones.
Oh, did you say one?
Oh, damn it. Another favorite moment of mine.
Yeah.
Was when Avidya from India called in and Rob started doing the morning radio from around the world.
Mm.
That
good
was good.
Stuff. All right, let's get another caller on the line. 740, you're on the live cast. Who
this? Hey, this is Niazi.
Oh, it's Niazi.
What's up, Niazi?
What's up?
Just wake up.
I'm just called because it was a free CD.
Well, what's one of your favorite moments? Tell us some of your live cast highlights.
I think the 100th episode or the 100th of this, when Otis Youngest was on the show.
Oh, that was
the 3-hour show.
Yeah.
When he came into the studio with his pants down around his
ankles.
He
was so drugged out. I'm not going to say what drugs, but...
H?
No.
Meth?
No.
Let's just say there was a lot of powdered sugar on his top lip.
Yeah, he definitely had something on his nose. So struck out.
He turned into a gorilla.
But yeah, like the first 20 minutes of that interview, completely incomprehensible. And then I stopped being stoned, so then I was asking better questions. No. Then he sobered up. And it was all right, but
yeah,
it was a weird.
You know, since we had a Canadian caller on, one thing that reminded me.
One, Darren.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Remember when Groban called in and he was talking about Mohawk College, and we went into like thing?
Yeah, that was good.
Also, someone in the chat mentioned somebody going to get pregnant.
Hmm.
But the bit we did. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Sron had a sitcom?
Yes.
Can I play that now?
We'll play that during the music break.
All right.
Are we going to take a music
break? Yeah, we'll take one very soon.
We're powering through this.
All right, Avidya.
Niazi.
Niazi.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Niazi.
I thought I was the only one who made that mistake.
They all look the same to me.
Oh!
Rob!
Our listeners.
No, only because
I don't see them.
It's really because he sees them all at his family reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I just made the joke Sid yourself. Was thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Basically.
All right, Niazi.
Just email me, robert@metalinjection.net.
By the way, Rob is not Arab. He's Persian. And he made a big stink about it.
I'm not Arab, too. Like, I'm originally Russian.
I didn't make a big stink about it. Somebody asked.
No, you were right. It wasn't an invalid stink.
Why is Rob so ashamed to be Persian?
Why does he get
right.
so defensive when you call him Persian?
Or something, and I was like, I never get defensive when you call me Persian.
Right.
I don't.
Because Sid's needling you. You get a little defensive, but you're right to get defensive because he's being a dick.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, but it's a good-natured dick.
I've said this before. If you make it so obvious what your buttons are, it's like you're asking me to push them.
No, I don't. I don't care, damn it!
Uh-huh.
No, I really don't. I don't like being called Arab.
He isn't one. That's
so
why.
No, the thing is, I've mentioned this before, though, is that because you joke about this, here's what was my thing about it. Like, if Sid, outside of the show, would make these jokes, it'd be one thing. It's like, all right, yeah, fine, whatever.
Right.
Now I save it for on the air.
People are going to think you really
once
are.
Once he does it on the air,
It becomes a
everyone thinks it's okay to do it, and then on my Facebook, like live cast.
But so what?
And then it's uncomfortable it's there annoying. When people are leaving comments calling me a terrorist.
How
like people who
stop,
don't listen to the show
stop being,
won't get the joke.
Stop being friends with people who don't listen to the podcast yeah. and only be friends with people who are your true friends.
So you're saying the people who don't listen to the show, who go on your Facebook and see some random person called you a terrorist and be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize
wow,
that
Robin's
Robin
really
was
a terrorist.
No, it's not,
not
that.
Not that.
It's not that they really gonna, know what I'm saying.
Not really.
You know. Why are people then? Why people are going to be confused? If they're going to be like, "Why is Rob? Who's making these jokes that Rob's a terrorist? What's this joke that Rob's a terrorist?"
If they're your friend, they can't they just ask you?
If they are your friend, then they would know you do a podcast and they would listen to that podcast
yeah.
and understand the joke.
No,
so
they wouldn't.
They
wouldn't.
Or at
no.
least they'd know you weren't actually a terrorist.
I don't expect my friends to listen to the podcast. They can listen if they want to. They don't need to. Why don't your friends listen? Oh, they're all in the room.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
I, keep
that
I am
shit
listening
tight.
In my headphones yeah. right now.
Yeah, so sweet.
Did you also not expect your friends to listen to your serious show? Because that could have explained something.
Oh, that I don't care. That yeah. I was getting paid by ratings. I was getting paid just by doing it.
Mm.
But you get to stay on because of ratings.
No, they don't. They don't meter. I mean, they never report their ratings, so I don't know.
Oh.
To you, they didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, this was Rob's sign-off song when he was on
Super Bowl. Goodbye to the people who hated on me.
No, goodbye
yeah.
to the people who called me an Arab.
He's Indian, kid.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's Pakistani.
Oh, is he?
I thought he was Indian. Well, I have it in my iTunes as Goodbye Pakistani, so I thought that's what it was.
What is that in your teeth, Rob? What were you eating today?
It's
good
chips.
I don't know.
It's a black sesame seed.
It's a freaking huge thing. It's like you got an eel stuck in your mouth.
An eel?
Yeah, a whole eel trying to escape.
Come
it's
on.
Like an
ew.
Ant.
Come
that's
on.
A pregnant ant?
Ew.
Were you eating those earlier?
A what? No.
Yeah, it's like
come
a bloated.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you're happy.
Wait, I know what it is.
Dirty dick.
Should we check in on the other people that are calling in?
All right. Well, one of them is not Mario. 562.
I think that is Mario.
Okay. There's
2 5 6. Hey, it's El Duderino.
Oh, El Duderino. See? What's up, El Duderino?
Nope. Not much. I just got off my shift and
what are
just
you doing?
Enjoying listening to you guys. I am an EMT working towards my paramedic.
Oh, wow. How noble.
Good. So you're almost like a doctor.
What was the most egregious thing you saw in the course of your work?
I don't know. There's certainly been a lot. I've seen people completely severed in half. I've seen...
Wow.
People with...
Wow. That's awesome.
They're just absolutely... Like, they'll come in and they're, like, absolutely purple because they're asphyxiating. But, I don't know, I guess just after a while, you kind of become jaded to it a little bit. Probably the ones that get me the most, if anything, is if you see a child. So, I don't know, sometimes that's a bit scary and, like, the parents having to be there.
You sound pretty blasé about it overall.
He sounds like he's stoned.
I was just laying down, but no, it's definitely shocking. But it's just after a while, you kind of know. Oh, you can do the best you can, but you can't save everyone.
It's sort of like how Rob feels about metal now. He's worked on it so long that it just all sounds like garbage to him.
I'm emotionally detached.
Essentially.
Yes,
I'm not emotionally detached from human life, but
Rob having
I don't know.
To Psyopus is comparable to a baby being thrown
out. I love Psyopus. I'm more offended by that than being called Arab.
I don't believe you.
I have to listen to Psyopus. It's as bad as people seeing their legs having been cut in half in the back of an ambulance with their femoral artery putting blood everywhere. It's so sad that I have have to be expected to send CDs to Canada.
You see Bruce Banner hitchhiking down the highway, then getting hit by a car.
Yeah. And then you bring him back to life with your EMT skills.
With your EMT skills.
But my favorite live cast moment. I've been listening ever since. I think the first one was the interview with Randy Bly about 2 years ago.
Cool.
And my favorite moment probably was, I want to say it's like episode 190, when you guys were basically just riffing on Seth Putnam and Dimebag Darrell dying and like getting jerked off.
Oh, yeah. Jerking off babies in hell.
Yeah.
Babies, right? I think.
Look at
Seth Putnam, crack addicted penis bitch.
During that whole segment, I'll give you a behind-the-scenes moment. Rob, whenever we mention Dimebag Darrell, looked at all of us with terror. Like, shut the fuck up.
I was still employed by Sirius.
I thought you were worried about losing advertisers because we're talking about Dimebag Darrell.
Oh, no.
Or clicks. No. I'm never, ever clicking on Metal Injection again. Signed, Dimebag Darrell Lover 69.
That's Rob's username.
I love Dimebag Darrell, sure.
You should have saved some drops from that and played that when you had Phil Anselmo on.
Oh,
no, that was well.
Whatever, Phil Anselmo and Dimebag, they would have still been together then, and it wouldn't have been some side project band playing when he got shot. Hmm. That's the whole reason he got shot. It's Phil's fault.
Isn't it?
No.
Taking a bullet.
Well, wasn't the guy mad because Pantera?
That's Vinny Paul's argument.
What was the reasoning behind him? Not that, I mean, he was clearly crazy, so it doesn't matter, but.
Well, he didn't really give a reason, but there was, like, he did mail letters to Phil Anselmo and Dimebag, or, like, talking about the breakup and
see
how he thought he was the singer of Pantera.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, weird stuff there.
We gotta look into that and read it on the air one
day.
I never knew that. I never knew there was a manifesto.
Yeah, he was a psychopath. And apparently he was planning on killing Phil Anselmo as well.
Oh really?
Like, I thought he was like a huge Phil Anselmo fan though and killed Dimebag because
no, he hated Phil too, apparently. Like he hated the both of them.
Nathan
hated
Gale.
Why couldn't
how did he feel about Jose Mangan?
He probably
thought he was a nice guy.
No, strong
he's
opinion.
A piece of shit.
No.
He's a piece of shit.
No, he's not.
Bang, bang, bang,
this
bang.
This is another terrible meme out of the live cast.
Well, you created that one.
What?
You agreed.
That was the killer guy's nickname, right? Dime Bang?
The Dime Bang.
Fuck the Dime Bang. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, no.
No good motherfucker. Did you see there's a new Iron Sheik video?
No.
I forgot who he's talking about. There's a recent one that came out. But I
Tim
can't
Lambesis?
Remember. No, it's like some fucking wrestler. I can't remember, but at the end of it, he goes, have a nice day. He goes, oh,
he's so polite.
Maybe if we do a break, I'll look it up. But yeah, I can't remember.
All right, let's take a music
Thanks
break.
Al
Giudorino, if you want to email me, I'll shoot you over a free CD.
All right, thanks.
You. Bang, bang, bang.
A free CD.
Dime bang.
Dime bang.
All right, cool. I guess let's get Mario. Let's get his favorite live cast. Mario, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So?
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Stop laughing.
Okay. What's your favorite moment?
I gotta say, my favorite moment has gotta be. There's a few of them. One of them was the beginning episodes when Darren first time talked about his circumcision and the first time he jerked off after like 30 days.
That was a great story.
Just remembering that.
I'm on this feeling.
Darren's wall.
Yeah, you definitely got that early episode. Definitely check that one out.
What made it even better was that at that time, it was before you guys really talked
about these kinds of things.
So Noah, I think, in particular, was feeling very awkward.
Were you? Is that true?
No.
I think so.
What makes you say that? What did you hear?
I think at some point she said, are we really going to talk about this?
Oh.
I did.
She didn't want to hear about it. She's like a sister to me.
I mean, that is one of my favorite stories. That's definitely my top 10. Just because of the, you know, the way that Darren presented the story.
If you don't know, I was circumcised late in life, about age 30, and I wasn't allowed to jerk off for about 5 weeks because I had Frankenpenis. I had my stitches. And when I finally was allowed to have that release, it was explosive, and it went way high up on my wall. But it went backward, like I was laying on my back. It went up in the air, over my head, past me, and then
God.
I was actually afraid it was going to hit me in the face or something. But it went. Was there a thing for that? Is that a thing?
Rob just admitted to that.
It's a self-fork. What is getting this guy going? It wasn't nowhere near my person. It was all up on the wall.
But my favorite part is talking about your bus ride home and how like badly you just wanted to go home and just jerk off.
Yep.
Today's the day.
I was in a musical.
Right.
Well, thanks, Mario. We're going to take a quick music break. Wow, I can't believe we've recorded quite a bit of
show. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to end the show.
Yeah, we're like an hour and a half into the show.
Let's take a few.
Here are a bunch of tracks from bands playing the Metal Injection South by Southwest Showcase. This Thursday night, if you're in Austin, come on down. Even if you don't have a badge, there's going to be tickets at the door.
Just bring Rob a barbecue rib.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you.
And
there
he'll
you
get
go.
You in.
That's entry.
Wear the rib on your shirt.
Scale. Yeah, like have it as a necklace. Scale the summit.
Rob will eat it right off of you.
Deal. Scale the summit. The ocean. Rivers of Nile. Felix Martin. Vatnet Viscar. The Atlas Moth. And Silver Snakes are all playing. It's at the Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog Bar and Grill. This Thursday night, kicking off at 8 o'clock, the official Metal Injection South by Southwest Showcase.
There's a grill there?
Maybe. There's a. Let's kick it off with
you
some scales
at the. Could you?
Oh, you're right. Oh my
there?
God! If they're in, that's all. I'm
Buy Rob a
you'll
shot
see
of
me
rib.
Go on the website. See if there's a menu. You can
it's just a bar. Dirty Dog Bar. Dirty Dog.
Dirty Dick. Next year, you should have it somewhere that actually serves.
Dirty
rib.
Dick. Stubs. Definitely. All right. Let's kick it off with the headliners. Scale the Summit. On the live cast.
It's the new family comedy show that will warm your heart and tickle your funny bone. Coming this fall to Fox, it's
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant.
Yes, it's Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Sean Wilson is a regular guy who works 9 to 5 in a pregnancy test manufacturing company. But when he comes home to his family, that's when you'll get pregnant with laughter.
Dad, can I borrow the car to go out with Joey tonight?
Joey? Isn't that guy a little old for you?
Dad, I can handle it okay. I'm 18 now.
Christine, if I let you go on this date, somebody gonna get pregnant.
Sean handles all the family disputes with his unique touch of discipline and good-natured loving.
Dad, Christine flushed my goldfish down the toilet.
So what? It was just a stupid goldfish. God.
I love that goldfish, you filthy whore.
Suck it, you little midget fuckface.
Hey, hey, guys. If you don't stop fighting about this right now, somebody gonna get pregnant.
The critics just love Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Roger Ebert said,
hello. This is Roger Ebert. Some horrible person stole my Roger Ebert voice-operating machine. So I am forced to use this until the bastard who stole my voice brings it back. Fuck my life. Oh. Also, Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant is a tour de force of comedic brilliance. Now where's my money?
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant, airing this fall right after China China Hey, and just before the Thor Schredstein non-musical musical variety hour on Fox.
yo. On some real shit. Robert, stay in Europe. Yo. I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something. You feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. So don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. When no one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. Don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, it's so furry. Looking like Bert had a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Oops. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. Alright, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie, so don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit, so don't come back. Don't come back. Stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke, and it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, passing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris. And don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have Funyuns. And don't come back. Yo, Rob. Seriously? I know we joke around on this show. But please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really. Robert, stay in Europe.
Looks like Rob and Noah have run out of weed. I guess that means the music break is over. Here's more of what some people would call comedy.
Who are these people? Welcome back to the live cast. Jake, you're at the table now.
Hi.
Too much GTA Online for you. You needed a break.
There's no such thing as too much GTA Online.
I know that now.
I am the table!
You're right now, Rob.
It was very distracting because I was trying to figure out, and I beat the game, and I was saying, I don't remember that, and then it took me a minute to realize that you're playing online.
Oh, so that's what you're focusing on the whole time.
I would think I was pretty into the show, Noah, I would have to say.
I just glanced over there and saw.
I'm impressed with your multitasking abilities.
Thank you.
646-929-1357. We got a few more minutes for some memories. I have memories.
Jake, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Dick Metal says, hi, Jake.
Hi, Dick Metal.
Dick Metal is the guy that was saying we didn't play enough metal during the break because we played our bits.
We played The Ocean. We played Scale the Summit.
You played that Foo Fighters song?
No, that was The Ocean.
Oh.
Did it? So I didn't hear it. I walked away.
I threw the headphones on the table. It sounded like Dave Grohl singing. That's all.
Here.
I am the table.
This is a song.
You're all dead. This doesn't sound
without
like
the vocals. With the band a little, I can hear what he's talking about.
A good band, The Ocean. They're going to be playing our South by Southwest showcase.
Where are they from?
This Thursday. They are from Europe. I think Sweden.
You don't even know they're playing your show. You don't know where they're from.
Well, they're like they have a bunch of different members in different countries. I think a few of them are from Belgium.
No, So maybe they know JCVD.
I'll be sure to ask them.
Yes.
Jake, a periphery is playing South by Southwest as well, right?
Yeah.
What are you guys playing?
I forget.
Nice.
I think it's on the 15th, and we're also playing South by So What on the 16th, I think.
Okay, so Dallas. The 15th is a Saturday, and then the Dallas show is on this Sunday. I will not be able to attend your show, though, Jake, because I will be ribbing.
I'm highly offended.
And then I will be planing it back to New York. I'm leaving on Saturday.
Did you say you were ribbing?
I'm ribbing.
What does that mean?
I'm going to go get some Texas barbecue.
Oh, cool.
Some authentic.
That's the only reason why Rob looks forward to South by Southwest, by the way, for the barbecue.
Oh. Yeah. Well, because, we just go to Lubbock, Texas, right outside of Austin. Get some genuine barbecue. Where it comes from.
Have you ever tried Torchy's? It's not barbecue, but it's a really good taco place in Austin.
Well, I have a few days there. I can't just have barbecue the whole time. I'll have to have some tacos.
Go to Torchy's. You'll like it. It's really good.
Okay.
Love it.
Sid, have you been to Torchy's?
Where is that?
It's in Austin.
I haven't really... we only drove through Austin once. I don't think we got food. We went to a wacky hipster toy store called Toy Joy, which I think is closing now. My wife's very upset.
That's sad.
But I don't think we really had time to
Torchy's
stop for
dinner. Torchy's is on First. And Google Maps calls it an iconic spot for inventive tacos.
There you go.
Huh.
I highly recommend.
Interesting. I'm excited. I'm actually looking forward to South By because I'm ready to party.
Are you going to go to that High Times party again?
No, that's also on the Saturday. So, Jake, if you want to skip out on Soundcheck or whatever, go to a High Times party and get immersed in pop culture.
I think I'll pass on that one. But if you're around, we should definitely hang out.
I probably won't be around.
No.
Well, he's going to be there before Saturday. He'll be there like Friday.
Yeah,
then
be busy then.
Yeah, then I've got plans.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of Chromio watching, so maybe you can tag along with me, Jake.
Sure.
I don't know your feelings on Chromio, but they're playing every night.
I don't like Chromio.
I guess we'll find something else to do. Maybe we'll smoke some weed, some Austin weed.
No. I was saying, that was a question. I don't like Chromio.
Oh, well, they're like a dance funk. Do you like the funk?
I like funk.
Well, then you'll
play your favorite track for them right now.
All right, here we go.
Quick trash it or thrash it.
I can predict what the answer is going to be.
What's up?
Trash it. Wait, do we get to play, too?
I think we've already had our say on this subject.
Yeah.
I'd like to reiterate my stance on Chromio.
How's already
funking, everybody!
Oh, you having a seizure? Are you okay?
This is me funking.
Don't break
God.
The chair. We don't have another one.
Rob just immediately started, spazzing out when this music came. I feel like I'm in an H&M.
H&M.
Would you like some low-priced T-shirt?
I feel like someone should be offering
neck.
Me. Old Navy or something.
Oh, that's it.
It's like three notes.
It's not about the notes, man. It's about the feeling.
I could do that on a Fisher-Price piano.
Rob is
feeling. His shoulders are bouncing.
What's the one with that so yid bad. And the other guy, the French guy and the yid?
Oh,
that's
yeah, that.
Is that Chromeo? Or is
no,
that
Chromeo
different?
Is a French-Canadian.
As an Israeli.
And it's a Jew and a Palestinian. Yeah, Israeli and a Palestinian, yeah. Palestinian. So what do you think, Jake?
Well, it's very safe musically. It's not something that I would...
Oh, yeah, it's not like a technically proficient.
I wasn't engaged by it, but it wasn't the worst thing I've ever heard, and I could definitely like have it on and not be offended by it. So, thrash it?
Oh,
yeah! Oh, we are going to party at Chromeo. I'm going to take all the periphery with me.
That's like a 51%.
Thrash.
Is this another Chromeo song?
Yeah,
it sounds sort of like it.
It's very safe musically.
Well, no, this one has a lot more instruments than Chromeo.
Yeah.
When do you get into South by? When do you get into Austin?
On the 14th.
Oh, okay. So you got plenty of partying to do.
I got a clinic to do. And.
Oh, that's right. Dan happy thing.
Yeah, I gotta do some
or
work.
Or do you mean you're going to a clinic to like get checked out?
God, what, do you know about this?
El Deuterino says, when Arabs and Jews get together, all we get is Chromeo and Rob.
I'm not Arab.
You see, Sid?
I see. That's why you like Chromeo.
No!
It's the only people who can understand your plight. You have to like them.
I'm sorry, I had to read that, even though it's an incorrect meme.
No, it was very funny. It was funny. No, I'm excited. I'm pumped for South by lots of partying. Not all the shows, though. I'm over it, though, because it's all the metal bands. Our bands, I could just see.
Breaking news:
New
Rob of Metal Injection is over metal.
At South by.
All he cares about is Chromeo.
Yeah. At South by.
Gonna get that EDM injection website going.
I'm gonna start. I want to go to non-metal shows at South by.
What other non-metal shows are going on?
I don't know, but Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was just announced as the keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. So if there is a pop-up Lady Gaga show, like a late announcement...
You will not get into it because you'll show up late.
No, I will get into it because I have a badge. So
does everybody else there. And they'll get there before you.
You're right. Well, I would at least attempt to attend.
You'll walk down the block and see the line going and you'll be like, wait, there's a restaurant across the street? Fuck this show.
I'll attempt it. And I'll just go get barbecue or some tacos from a taco shop.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Whoa! I was thinking about doing a blog only about the food that I eat.
You should.
I'm going to do like a food.
It's all anybody cares
a
about.
A meal breakdown.
That'll pictures.
Of course. Yeah. Prices.
Smearing barbecue sauce on your face like war paint.
Every picture that you take for your blog should be the food just about to enter your mouth.
Mm.
I would enjoy that very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eyes rolling into the back of your head, tongue sticking out.
Mm.
Your jeans button undone with your stomach hanging out.
Cock in my mouth.
Wow. Damn. All right.
Oh, I'm a fond very too. It's one of my favorite drops. Fun very dear.
Mm-hmm. Let's put Colin on the line because we had some problems interpreting his tweets this week. Yeah.
Colin.
Yeah. All right, that's enough.
So what's up, Colin? Was it you that tweeted us earlier this week?
Yeah. Yeah, it was me.
What the hell were you saying?
What did you say? I missed this.
It was...
Here, I'll read the tweet. Hold on.
Shut up, Colin. And then follow it with the explanation.
Let me try to interpret it before he does.
Okay.
I'm good at this.
If you listen to that, I want to go to IKEA after salad, left thumb, life cast, for said you can hear to listen.
Okay, I think I know what he's saying.
Are you going to look up the
like a fuck small infant? Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, this is what he's saying.
Well, you have the taste of a black man. Colin eventually clarified that he meant if you listen very carefully, you can hear Sid farting in one of those podcast episodes.
Is that true?
I'll tell you which one it is.
And I replied saying, replace the word one with every.
Every. He's openly farting.
You don't have to listen very carefully.
Yeah, like, do you basically type on your phone without looking and then hit send without reading back?
Well,
what you
no, that was, No, that was an accident. I mean, it was the fun that...
There it is, see?
No.
Jeez,
you back to the IKEA. If you go to listen to the IKEA episode, you can actually only listen to Sid farting. It's like pronounced.
You don't have to go to the IKEA episode to hear Sid farting.
Not that. I'm dying.
There you go. All right. Colin, what's your favorite live cast moment?
That one, that was episode 171, right?
One? Oh.
Oh, no.
Nice. Come on.
Come on, man.
Episode 171.
Sid left testicular cancer.
What?
What? In the chat says, part of me wants to call in and sing a Chromeo song. Please.
No. You only have 2 minutes to call in.
646-929-1357.
Yeah.
Jake, what's your favorite moment in your live cast life?
None.
I don't really have one. I haven't been on the show enough. I haven't really listened to the show that much, so I don't know.
Wow.
You've been in the room for like a dozen or two dozen by now.
I rarely know what's going on.
don't put him on the spot.
Can't you even just say Noah's production or something? Like, come on.
The sex
can...
Noah and I have after the live.
There you go. Okay. That's something.
Is that a regular thing?
So we're just a giant cock block for you.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it like that.
Interesting.
I'm just kidding.
Well, did you ever not like something that she said on the air and then you spite fuck her because of that?
Well, no.
No.
I haven't liked things that she said on the air before I started dating, and then I listened to it afterwards, and I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. I wish I didn't hear that.
What was one of those?
I couldn't even tell you. That was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noah, do you remember?
I'm sure she does, but I'm sure she does.
I would rather not talk about it.
Was it dating the Chinaman in the dog park? Is that what it was?
I did not date him.
I mean, him wanting to date you.
No, I wasn't that.
Okay.
It was mostly stuff about Rob's nationality.
I knew. I was a joke because I know some of the things it probably is, but I won't open the wound.
It was Rob's live journal, to be honest.
Sorry, I called Noah boobalicious, Jake.
How about
that
going
was his
to...
word for her, Rob. Give it back.
It was our thing, and then he found out that I had... You know, you had called me that, and I couldn't have been
our yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. Oh, well, from that episode, another moment that is one of my favorites was Jenny had brought her school lunch, the discarded lunch that the kids didn't eat, and Sid was looking at one of the trays. After we had started eating, we're like picking at it, and bugs started coming out of it. And Sid ran, just bolted
that's
out of the room.
Did I run?
If there was a door that led to that kitchen, there would have been a Sid shaped hole.
Reverse Kool-Aid, man.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's the kind of food that
so
they feed the kids at that school.
Sometimes I think about that, and it makes me laugh. Yeah.
I found, I think I found what it was that Jake was upset about is a clip.
I like to draw pictures with my poop.
Oh, well, I do too. That's how we got together. We were.
It's actually an activity we do together.
Well, that's how we met. We were outside and just
scribbling.
The
poop painting class?
Yeah.
You gave each other tens on ratemypoo.com.
An actual website.
And then it linked us together.
Yeah. It was love at first smell.
Yeah.
That's how Colin feels about my farts.
Yeah.
Sid, what about you? What are some of your favorites?
The tracheotomy voice. I don't think I've laughed that hard since I was like 5. Just yeah. That's like lose control.
Yeah,
of your
we were laughing.
Bodily functions laughter.
Yeah.
What about WINJ when Shlomo put his mom on the phone and we told her we were a real radio station?
Shlomo Mama, Rabba Mama.
9/11 song.
I feel a little bit ashamed about that.
Really? We didn't make fun of 9/11 or anything. I felt like it was making fun of the songs about 9/11.
Yeah.
Not making fun of the
but
event.
But out of context, I think people thought we were making fun of
it. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care, but...
How about the when Grisha was here and we did the Jewish Dracula?
Oh, yeah, I have that as one of my moments, too. Hebrew Dracula.
Rob and Darren getting arrested was suggested in the chat.
Not Darren's favorite moment,
no,
but all right.
No, but the talking about it was funny.
Yeah. Sit on Geek to Geek.
Oh, God.
A lot of people mentioned that in the...
You jerks.
That was a good stuff.
How about Pizza Destroyer being too nervous to speak to the red cord?
Oh, Pizza Destroyer saying, hey, could you call the red cord and ask them to...
No, he said, next time you talk to Greg, can you ask him this event?
Like,
and we said, all right, call him, and you can ask him.
What about Pizza Destroyer calling in and testing his stand-up routine on us?
Triple H in the chat said, mine is Darren working at Tower Records Story. What is he talking about?
I'm sure there has been multiple times he's talked about
it. Which one are you referring to? Just curious. That was a nightmare. It was a wild, funny, exciting
maybe
nightmare.
When you hit on Christina Aguilera?
That was when I worked at Virgin.
Oh, okay.
But that was it. Like, I didn't really think I was going to get her number.
No, but it's still funny.
Yeah. Also, Iron Sheik, the amount of comedy gold.
Corbin Bubba.
Yeah.
Baby Daniel.
Baby Daniel. Why you... Daniel...
Three-star diner was somebody mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about when he says when you and the people working there stole all the shit.
Oh yeah.
There was like I forgot an insane amount of theft in that store. They gave us an actual figure on how much had been lost. I think it was like $500,000 for the first 2 quarters of the
year. Wow.
Something like that. Oh, and the gay guy that had the B-52 records. Right. Remember that guy? We had to go over to his house for some reason to get some stuff that he had stolen from my friend.
Uh-huh.
And he had just a wall of CDs. He had like 11,000 CDs.
Everything.
He had a tiny closet apartment, and every wall, floor to ceiling, had CD shelves on it.
I'm sure that's doing wonders for him right now.
Yeah.
And he has this, my friend's looking at the wall, and he sees every single B-52's album, single, Japanese import.
A single.
Anything you could think of. And my friend goes, oh, you really like the B-52's? Not really. I like that song Rock Lobster. I didn't know which it was on, so I took all of them.
Take the greatest hits.
My favorite story that you've told from Tower Records is when you said, there was like a drag queen or a cross-dresser that you worked with.
Did I say that on the air? I don't know.
And anytime he would burp,
he
would just go, oh, how unladylike.
Oh, how unladylike.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I think I told you it off the air.
This might have been an off-the-air thing. But that joke has stuck with me so much that now
do
I say it anytime I burp. Like, in my head, I'm like, oh, how unladylike.
His legacy lives on now.
Did he die?
No, I don't know.
What was his drag name?
I don't know, but his real name was Arthur. He was like a 6'6" fucking drag queen, and he looked like one
was
of the
he
members.
Persian?
He looked like a member of. He looked like the white guy in Color Me Bad.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yeah, he looked. There was nothing feminine whatsoever about this guy. But he would come to work.
See,
in
Rob,
drag.
You still have a chance of breaking in the industry. You don't have to look feminine at all.
I'm not interested. In breaking into the industry.
You already,
of drag.
You already have the burp down.
That's not a drag thing.
Derensky guy was
Derensky
mentioned,
guy,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
No, he's not dead, that I know of. He might be dead.
No. You haven't heard from him.
Just do a preemptive rest in peace, just in case.
Okay. Oh, you should just wish him rest. Bed rest.
That's probably why you haven't seen him.
He has problems with his wife. Is very sick. You know, they're both old, obviously, so.
Infected Goiter. You love that band, right, Rob?
Infected Goiter?
Yeah.
I was told
just the first album.
Yeah. I was told that Derensky guy showed up at a tournament that I wasn't at because I couldn't. I wanted to go to it. I actually had something to do that day, and I wasn't told in time. And he showed up drunk and was like fucking spewing money. And I was like, I wish I hadn't been there. If nothing else, just for the stories I could tell on the show.
You need to make sure that they text you right away upon entry. Mm-hmm. You can get over there.
Yep.
Get some pictures for us.
Hopefully we'll have 250 more episodes for you to tell us these stories, Darren.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What year?
How many episodes? What's the over-under here?
I'll be like 50 by the time we get to 250 episodes.
You'll have your first prostate exam.
I'll actually be, if it would go at the same pace, I would be 46, I guess, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I guess it'll be 5 years.
Well, yeah. Five and a half.
Five and a half.
Because we're now, well, we're 3 months into our sixth year now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're old.
And on that note.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Always, thank you so much.
For real.
For sticking with us. If you've heard all 250 episodes.
Plus the best ofs.
You get a gold star.
Plus the webisodes.
Prove it.
How many clip shows were there? About 15?
Yeah, like 10 to 15.
And all the videos on YouTube.
Should I play the Arab song since it was a bone of contention today? Or would that be...
Let's do it.
The JCVD song.
Well, you want the J? All right, we'll play the JCVD. The JCVD song is very short though, but I'll play it.
Okay.
See you next week.
To all the girls I've punched before, by JCVD.
This is a song about all the women in the life of the JCVD. Yeah. To all the girls I punched. Ask for more. I'm glad they came along. I abused them with my slaw. To all the girls I've punched before. To all the girls I've hurt before. I slammed their fingers in a door. They line up to get clocked. 12-inch Belgian cock. To all the girls I've hurt before. And to that extra unkicked boxer, way back in 1989, I only broke your leg and elbow. Ah yes, I was feeling sick at that time. Girls who got their teeth kicked in, they really needed discipline. I hope I am not too blunt when I speak. Kick your cunt to all the girls I've kicked before. Key change to that one girl I told about. While I was filming Lionheart, you really gave great head. I'm very sorry, that's what death to all the girls I've punched before. To that young girl who worked at Starbucks in April 1999, I burned your face off with my latte. Bitch, I do not like to wait in line. Enjoy the burnt lip, hooker. Yeah. To all the girls I've choked before, till they fall down on the floor. They grasp and claw for air. I care for those dumb girls I before. To all the girls I've punched before. Big finish, come on. The high-class sluts and cracked-out whores. They're all listening to me. The great Chef CBD. To all the girls I've punched before. Two lousy girls I've punched before.
Yeah! Let me tell you
What?
When I... Rob, get your ass and get off your ass and place a metal injection after dark right now. Now!
All right.
God forbid he should be on time.
I will come across this console and give you a nut shot right now.
I'm playing it!
Okay. Ah, yes.
Go ahead, JCVD.
Where was I?
This is JCVD after dark.
Oh, yes. Noah.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm imagining it.
Let me move my screensaver so I can talk to you. Yes. Noah, I will bring you over to my Belgian love nest and have my Danish servant bake us croissants. They are like the European Mexican, I think I told you that.
Can you cover me in maple sauce?
That I will do. And then I will light the scented candles and gently lay you on the bed and massage you with oils.
Can you have red rose petals on the bed like in that Bon Jovi video?
That's for girls. I don't do that.
Wait, no, suddenly you're Russian?
Yeah, for a second. He said
girls. I spent some time up there. They love me in Russia. Then I will light the candles and gently lay you on the bed. And then I will give you soissons neuf. You know what that is?
What?
That is 69 for all you ignorant American idiots.
Wait, what is it?
I know, Rob.
Wait
you
a
need.
Minute.
I'm sorry, can you teach us that? I wonder, what is it?
Soissons neuf.
Soissons neuf?
That's very close, but not
really. It's a croissant shaped as a swastika.
You know.
What?
Oh, Rob, all you eat is Doritos and pork rinds. I know you don't know about eating pussy, but...
Wait a minute. That means I have to do work if we're doing
We can 69. Do soissons oui, where I do it and you owe me one. That's what we do.
Okay.
That's 68. But in Belgium, we eat the valise.
The what?
Dave Mustaine would never give you soissons neuf. But JCVD, he knows how to please a woman. Then, the
I'm
next
so
step.
I'm so excited right now.
When you are weak in the knees from the JCVD foreplay, I will leg sweep you and then smash your face into the head ball a few
dozen
times.
Oh my god.
And then I will spin kick you in the tits. Then my sparring partner, Rene, will come into the room and hold you up while I pepper you with body shots. And then I will pose on top of your body for victory photos. Yeah!
Your Facebook account?
Yes, I am into some weird...
I need to call Marina so she can take these photos.
Does not
you.
Make me a bad person.
Did you do this with all your conquests?
No, I only give soissons neuf to the pretty one.
Look,
what
know.
Are you doing giving it to Noah?
The ones who look like Alexei from Children of Bodom.